So, Tom, we're going to run through a couple more questions to the audience. Would you use an anti-PD-1, PD-L1 antibody in patients with metastatic urothelial bladder cancer, status post two lines of chemotherapy, so not much in the way of options, but the patient has history of Crohn's disease, well-controlled. There's a consensus in the audience, just kidding, they're completely split, yes and no.
Yeah.
Half the audience would, half wouldn't. Tom, would you?
So the onifliximab, which is a treatment to reverse the effects of PD, PD-L1, so the answer for me is no, a strong no.
Okay, so next one. How about a patient with multiple sclerosis, Tom, but with minimal neurologic defect, who's not receiving active therapy? Audience, again, split 50-50.
Really risky. We actually had a case of demyelinating disease with these drugs, and the patient died paraplegic. So this would be really risky for me, and I wouldn't include this patient.
Although, you know, when you look at situations where we often face with, you know, life expectancy is 6 months, hospice, such a difficult thing. But, of course, it's horrible to have to induce something like that. Okay, Tom, kidney transplant, yes or no? The audience says no.
It depends on what immune suppression they're on.
So what immune suppression would get you okay with doing
it? I think if you're running actively on immune suppression, I wouldn't be giving immune checkpoint inhibition, active immune suppression.
I actually had a patient, I can't remember who presented this to me, who had rejection of a heart transplant.
Right.
What about heart transplant, Tom? Would you give it to a patient? Again, you're facing a dismal prognosis. Yes or no, the audience says no.
So I'm not doing that. So I'm not. These make me nervous.
So the kidney transplant actually is a different setting, because if they reject their kidney, they can go on to dialysis. We have a paper in the New England Journal of Medicine where we did just that.
I was going to say, Hopkins, didn't you guys look into that?
Yeah, we did.
Renal transplant, and it was okay.
But renal transplantation, you can do it, Chuck. You can do it. But it's a complex consent process. Because renal dialysis is not a great life either.
Correct. The patient had to agree that they had a good chance of going on dialysis before we did this. Correct.
Just FYI, when we were here at the ASCO GI meeting, there was a paper on checkpoint inhibitors, and I think it was 6 patients with liver transplant. And one rejected it, but the other got through it. Final question, the unknowable. I mean, I'm just kind of curious what you think, Chuck. How often when you see immune-related adverse events, do you think it's reactivation of occult autoimmune disease?
You know, we did a little bit of work on this, actually.
And you've done work, and whatever I ask you, you know, we have a series.
I've been doing this for a long time. So it's actually interesting. If you go back and look at the pretreatment sera of patients who have autoimmune events, you can actually detect the antibodies respond for those autoimmune events in a significant fraction of patients, actually. So patients with myasthenia, right, you can see anti-acetylcholine antibodies. Patients with MS, you can see anti-neuronal antibodies, anti-thyroid antibodies. So I think, actually, if we were really successfully detecting these things, it probably is a large degree reactivation, I suspect.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, our community-based medical oncologist, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special audio spin-off CME program from a satellite meeting held at the GU Cancer Symposium in San Francisco.